Right now, we got to hit you with the NFL line movement at this point in the week. Jake Hassan with it moved.
I think it moved. I think it moved. I think it moved.
It moved.
More bass than usual, I feel like. I feel like it's a good bass.
All right. Let's start it moved, Ken, with some notable line movement in the Thursday night game. So coming up tomorrow night, Case Keenum announced as the Browns starting quarterback. So the Browns going to hold Baker Mayfield down with that torn labrum in his non-throwing shoulder. So Case Keenum going to start for the Cleveland Browns on Thursday night football at home against the Broncos. If you listened earlier in the week, you know that Ken and I are both on Denver at a good number. Ken, with the news that Case Keenum is in, Baker Mayfield out, Nick Chubb out, etc., where are we currently sitting with the number here with the Browns and the Broncos?
But I mean, you and I are—we're taking a trip to CLV Town, USA. Basically, is what's going to happen in this game because, of course, we are. I was really curious, kind of what we would settle on with that news. I was like, God, I don't think the Broncos can be favored, but should it be like pick or one? Cleveland minus two is basically the consensus number in the market right now. Now we've seen, you know, like a lot of line movement, basically off threes in most places. There's a graphic on our screen that has Bet Rivers on it. It's very funny because it's 3.5, but it's basically like as if you were playing an alternate point spread in terms of how it's used. The Broncos are 3.5 minus 143. So like, guess what that is? 2.5. guess what that looks like? Like 2.5 minus 110. So obviously the Mayfield injury news, and I think there was a lot of interest in Denver anyway, combined with that, obviously it gets us under the key number of three. And I think the question is just, where do we end up with Keenum starting? Like if we get an even more, you know, brutal injury report for Cleveland, do we hit pick in the game? Is it minus one, something like that? Something between zero and three, I think, makes a ton of sense. So then we have to figure out how we want to evaluate what Case Keenum is to the Browns versus Baker Mayfield. Same huge downgrade, slight upgrade because he's not hurt. I think all of that's interesting.
Yeah, I honestly, like, this is going to sound nuts. I kind of almost want to come back and try and middle this with the Browns here.
I don't blame you.
I actually think this is an upgrade for the Browns. Like, I'm not saying Case is better than Baker. He's not. But this version of Baker Mayfield is not healthy. I think at worst, they're exactly the same. I want to talk more about this on the other side with the Browns Broncos. We'll also talk about the total with the Chiefs and the Titans. We'll do a little Niners and Colts to close hour number one Wednesday. You better, you bet.
It's Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on You Better You Bet from BetQL.
Our pal Connor Allen's going to join us in 20 minutes talking about everything going on in week number 7 of the National Football League. Prop bets, sides, and totals. Sam Panayotovic still to come. Dennis Bernstein still to come. And Ryan McDonough still to come. Power hour, final hour, all our bets for tonight. But let's finish our discussion, Ken, on the discussion, Ken. That's like discussion and Ken in one word.
Yeah,
our discussion, sure. Ken, on the Browns and the Broncos. I said going into break, you know, we're sitting on good numbers with the Broncos here. Now that this number is under three, like I kind of want to middle it and I want to lay with the Browns again here. I don't think there's a downgrade from this version of Baker Mayfield to Case Keenum. I tweeted during the game on Sunday, like the Browns need to pull Baker Mayfield from the game and put Case Keenum in. Keenum knows Stefanski's system. Remember, Keenum was with the Vikings when Stefanski was the offensive coordinator. They went on that magical run. So like, I feel like he's going to step in. He knows this offense really well. He's one of the best backup quarterbacks in the league, a guy that can definitely come in and start if you need him to here. Baker's not healthy. I don't think there should be like a tremendous downgrade here. I kind of feel like the number should be three, and it's not.
Sure.
I think I might end up playing the Browns, Ken, at this point and hoping for a Browns 3-point win and win both bets.
Yeah, it's going to be really interesting to see like where this number falls. And if you wanted to take that approach, like when is the time to do it, basically? I mean, you capture 3 and 4 right now, basically. So I guess the advice would be, if you know you can capture 3 and 4, just do it. If you want to middle the game, like don't even risk having to like get a weird three come back on like Thursday somehow. There's a couple other things in this game that are really interesting, and I'm curious how they end up affecting what we see. So we obviously noticed that the total is extremely low, and it stayed extremely low. 42 is the number in the market. It is projected to be the lowest scoring game of the week of any of the games. And part of that is we have an identical wind forecast to what we had Sunday. Like we're back to this again of just like, maybe it matters, maybe it doesn't. We're in that gray area.
Maybe we should send the Browns to San Diego and never
right.
Ever. How about that?
What if we built a dome in Cleveland, Ohio? What if we did that? Yeah, so 42, and you have weather involved, and you have a backup quarterback. like now part of what we saw in the Arizona Cleveland game is we saw the wind. Okay. It was a factor on like, obviously field goal kicks a little bit, but honestly it didn't affect decision-making, like whether to kick, whether to not. It ended up kind of being a non-factor in kind of everything that we saw in the game. Arizona was able to move the ball really effectively. They passed the ball downfield a lot. And that game went over the total at 37-14, 51. The total closing was 48. Like, is there a contrarian over here too now with like a two-armed quarterback playing? That's like the other, that's the other interesting dynamic. Like, what is, okay, like Keenum is a small upgrade over a very injured Baker Mayfield. Okay, sure. So now you kind of want to middle of the game. Like, do you want to play over at all? I mean, Denver and Cleveland, like, should that really be a 42? I don't know. Like, this is what I've been thinking about today.
And I think things problematic here. And like the injury report has come out here in the last like 10 minutes for today, for a Wednesday. And we'll get more information obviously tomorrow before kickoff.
How about who practiced instead of who didn't practice?
Yeah. So Odell Beckham is questionable, has not practiced the entire week. So you might get a backup quarterback in there without their number one receiver. Hasn't been great this whole season. We know Nick Chubb is out. Jadeveon Clowney, questionable. Now, both tackles, Jack Conklin and Jedrick Wills for the Browns, both missed last Sunday's game against Arizona. Both are listed as questionable. They both practice in limited fashion today, which I think, not definitely, but if I had to guess, I would guess like at least one, if not both of them, ends up playing in the game tomorrow night based on the fact that they got a limited practice in today. So that's good news. J.C. Treader, center, also limited practice today. He's listed as questionable. For the Broncos, Teddy has practiced in a limited fashion all week. He's expected to go with that foot and quad injury. Garrett Bowles, left tackle, is questionable, but I think he's expected to play. The Broncos are going to be down some linebackers here. It's a really interesting game. I don't know. I kind of feel like, I feel like taking the Broncos, I feel like the ship has sailed on Denver at this point. I feel like if you haven't bet the game yet, clearly, for me, it's Cleveland or nothing at this point, if I haven't already bet.
Right. I definitely don't blame you for that opinion. I mean, I was there yesterday with Mayfield playing, and I kind of agree with you in a one game situation like this. Like, is it a big downgrade? Is it what we're seeing? Sure, maybe. And I was already putting the brakes on Denver yesterday. So I think the question is just like, if you were with us early in the week, do we come back and middle it now? Sounds like Nick is leaning toward yes. And like, think about what you just said too, like Clowney questionable. And you mentioned the Broncos linebackers. I believe both of their inside linebackers are now out for the season, both with torn pectoral injuries, which is like a really bizarre circumstance with them.
That's how Stefanski's going to attack them, man. Like, over, we'll have some, there'll be some interesting props for tomorrow night with some of these players out. Like, I'll tell
Browns
you
Browns rushing attack, you think it's, I mean, from an offensive line standpoint, at least gets a little bit better. And just, it does, it's a really interesting game to think about now with Keenum coming in, because like it's basically like Browns over right now, I think. And early in the week with a big number over three, was Denver. And it's like, just, I mean, and I think if this proves something, it's because I'm sure somebody's listening to this and being like, oh, like they're flip-flopping, like whatever, because there was this injury. And it's just like a really surface level way to think about it. But I think for a lot of people that bet casually, there's only ever one right side, no matter what the number is. Like, I think that team's going to win by a million. Doesn't matter if it's 7, 8, 9, 10.5, whatever. Like, I think that team's going to win by a lot. And I think the way that we think about it on this show, at least, is we only care about the number. Like, I don't care whatsoever about, like, I think this team's going to win by a million. Like, if the number's this, I like this team. And if the number's lower, there's actually a point where I'd come back and play the other team. In every game, there's a situation like that. Like, I bet Detroit, who probably no one wants to bet against the Rams. If you told me that number was like 10.5, then I would play the Rams in that game. It's like, not like I think Detroit's live or like going to win beyond just what the number is, basically. So I think this game presents that perfect example of, wait, I thought you guys said you like Denver. Yeah, we like Denver when it was 4, 4.5. And now it's under 3 with a quarterback we think isn't even really that much of a downgrade. Now we like Cleveland. Like, it's just, it's actually pretty easy to understand, honestly, if you're only thinking about it in terms of what the number is, as opposed to like whatever your notion of what the game is going to be like.
I'm going to give you two names, and then we'll move on here to Sunday Night Football. Then we'll do the Chiefs and the Titans. Two names in terms of props to watch. And I wonder if we're even going to get these numbers up at Bet Rivers like before the game starts. If Beckham's out, I'm sure we will. Donovan Peoples-Jones has been like pretty good this year for the Browns. Scored a couple touchdowns last week against Arizona. I think he's like ostensibly with Beckham out, I think he's going to be like the Browns deep threat here. And you know, Keenum's not shy about taking shots down the field. Peoples-Jones, and we've seen Denver like consistently the last couple of weeks. It was rubbed by Ruggs last week, Hollywood Brown 3 weeks ago, Claypool 2 weeks ago. This secondary is getting beaten down the field. Like, we're seeing that happen now here. And Demetric Felton, like, D'Ernest Johnson was the hot waiver wire pickup for the Browns. He'll be like handling, you would think, most of the ground game here with Hunt and Chubb both out. I think Felton's a guy that Stefanski's going to get matched up in the passing game against like these backup scrub linebackers for Denver. Could potentially have a big game in the passing game for the Browns. We'll give you a full breakdown of props, game theory, side total, etc. at the closing numbers Thursday, tomorrow night, Power Hour, here on You Better You Bet, BetQL. It is a wonderful Wednesday today with Nick Costos and Ken Barkley. Notable line movement in the National Football League. Ken, what can you tell us Sunday night football as the 49ers welcome in the Indianapolis Colts?
Well, that it, I might have made a bad bet. We'll see how this ends up going. So we obviously heard early in the week that it, you know, more likely than not, that Jimmy Garoppolo was going to end up being the starter in this game as he practiced, and then Trey Lance did not practice. I have not seen the practice report for today, in terms of like what we've seen, but like I think the market tells us, and just even you know reading the tea leaves early in the week, that seems like Garoppolo is going to start. So I actually bet the Colts +4 like Sunday night when they opened. Just like my number with Lance was way different than this. And I was like, if it's Garoppolo, okay, maybe. Do I think it's worth the bet? And I think I, as I mentioned, I made like a half unit bet basically on Indianapolis and just like, let's see what happens. But I kind of wanted to be in good in case it happened to be Lance. Looks like it's going to be Garoppolo. And this is what, Jimmy G limited today and Lance no practice. Thanks, Nick. Appreciate that. So like the idea of, all right, what is the correct spread for the game? If you knew it was Garoppolo, what would the right number be? So Joey Kanish comes on yesterday, basically tells you, I mean, I don't even think of him as someone who like makes his own numbers, but he like has people who make numbers who he consults with basically. And I think the consensus would probably be something like that the number needs to go up. Basically, if it's Garoppolo, that this is like not a sustainable number. If it's going to be him, just based on the closing spreads that we've seen with other Jimmy Garoppolo games in terms of how the Niners have been valued. So I'm not surprised to see the number go up. So it was 3.5 all day yesterday. We were surprised, honestly, it hadn't moved. And then it did. It moved. And now 4 is the number in the market. And we're actually juiced 4 in a bunch of places, even like right now as I'm looking at the board. So I think we're going to go through 4. And then it kind of is like, where do we stop at that point? The one interesting thing that kind of burns me if I have the Colts, and just this isn't a reason to make a bet necessarily, but it's could interesting food for thought. The idea of like, when do you want to take the Colts in games? Like what opponents do you want to play them against, or what situations do you want to play them in? If you look at the Colts schedule, they obviously have like, you know, are they a team that really, 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 really beats up on bad teams? Like, is that going to be their thing? So they played the Dolphins and the Texans, completely manhandled both teams, like absolute domination, basically, in both of those games, because they were able to establish Jonathan Taylor. Wentz didn't have to throw from behind. Like, these were all things that helped them. Now, cool, like, Baltimore was a very competitive game. That throws, like, a little bit of a wrench into it. But we have 2 data points for them against really bad teams. They were both awesome. And we have, like, a lot of kind of disappointing, narrow losses, like close, but can't really make plays late in the game situations. We have a ton of those this year. Is that what this is going to be? Because the Niners, at least from an opponent rating and a spread standpoint, this sets up like Seattle week 1, Rams week 2, Titans week 3, Baltimore week 5. Like this sets up as those kind of games with those kind of spreads. These are obviously all games that the Niners lost, or the Colts lost rather.
Yeah, I kind of like the Colts. We'll talk more about it over the course of the week. Injury reports.
It would be their best win by far.
I kind of like Indy a little bit, and let's close here with the Chiefs Titans total, which like looks like something as I said earlier, like out of the Big 12.
Yeah, it's up to 78.5 right now. Is actually where it is now. It's just silly, but not incorrect. It's just very funny to see it on an odds board because you just see like 47, 47, 44, 47, 48, 57.5. Like, okay. So I know the Bet Rivers number is like 56.5 with a ton of juice on the over. Guess what? That's basically 57.5.
Oh, it's 57.5, Ken. It's 57 and a half.
Well, I'm just looking at the graphics on our screen right now. That's all.
Got it.
Which is 56.5, 123, which is the same basically as 57.5. That's what we're seeing as the consensus number in the market. I believe if that held, that would beat out Buffalo, Kansas City by a half point for the highest scoring total, or the highest total rather, in a game so far this season. I'm almost positive that closed 57. So just to give you an idea of like where this total sits currently. And I believe the weather forecast for Tennessee right now is good too. I don't think we have a lot of weather concerns aside from Cleveland wind again this week.
Yeah. I bet Kansas City earlier today.
I remember you texted me that. You want to walk me through that real quick? Like just
yeah, I think they're going to score. I think they're going to score literally every single time they have the ball in the game.
That seems like a good reason to bet on a team. why are you going to bet on them? Well, they're going to score 7 points every time. Oh, well, why didn't you say so?
as long as they don't, I mean, unless they're going to turn it over like 4 more times again. Like they're going to score, I think, literally every single time they have the ball in this game. Maybe like with like one exception, maybe. Tennessee is, there's no way Tennessee is going to be able to stop them. I think they're going to score maybe 50 points in this game, and it's going to be up to Titans to keep up. And I don't know if Titans are going to have Julio Jones. So I like the Chiefs in that game coming up. Maybe the over as well. And Chiefs team total over. Hour one done. Hour two for you coming up on the other side here. Wonderful Wednesday. You better, you bet. And we got a gaggle of guests in the second hour of the show. Dennis Bernstein, NHL. Sam Panayotovich, college football on the NFL. And Connor Allen from 4 for 4 gets us started. All his favorite plays for week number 7 in the National Football League.